This is Radio 4. And now we're going to rush straight over to a small town in Hertfordshire where something important is at this very moment about to take place.
Hello. Well, here we are outside number 23, Gungadin Crescent in Sawbridgeworth, where we've had a tip-off that there might well be a sketch happening sometime today. But I must say, if anything droll is going to happen here, it's certainly belied by the calm, suburban exterior of this thoroughly ordinary house. Though there is a slight air of expectancy, one or two passers-by have already stopped to look. Derek, do you think we're going to get a sketch here today?
Well, I must say, David, there's little doubt in my mind. To me, the house looks exactly right. Semi-detached, small bay window, neat little garden in the front. I think we can expect something fairly surreal. A Viking at the very least.
Yes, yes, and of course the address is certainly promising. That's 23 Gungadin Crescent.
Well, there seem to be some more people gathering outside now, and a couple of them are pointing at an upstairs window. And it really does look like the sort of window out of which someone could probably fall, with hilarious results, David. But personally, I don't think it's going to be that sort of sketch.
Now, wait a minute. Something's happening at one end of the lower windows. Somebody's moving about inside the house. Yes, they've just peeped out from behind the net curtains. And you can just feel the tension mounting. Derek.
Yes, the net curtain didn't move in any particularly wacky way, so I don't think the sketch can have started yet, but it's certainly a most promising sign.
Yes, in fact, it suggests to me that the first comic sortie may well be expected from out here in the street. Can you see any movements further down the road from where you're sitting?
Well, there are one or two people moving in this direction, David, yes.
Anyone particularly hilarious?
Not as yet, no. No? Wait a minute. I can see a postman walking with a slight limp. Yes, he's definitely limping slightly, but I don't think it's funny. No, he's probably just been bitten by a dog or something.
But I don't think we should rule out that limp yet, Derek. He's coming up to the house, yes? He's opening the gate of this house, amusingly named 23 Gungadin Crescent, Sawbridgeworth. The joke there, of course, being in the 23 Gungadin bit. Sawbridgeworth being, quite normal, of course, and Crescent being only slightly sportive, because, in fact, the road is absolutely straight. A visual joke there. And, now what's this?
Oh, yes, the gate has swung back and slightly grazed his left thigh. What a priceless piece of comic buffoonery there. Yes, the crowd is quietening again now, and I think the postman's going to ring the bell. Yes, he is. So we could be coming up to our first piece of dialogue now. Is this the sketch we've been waiting for?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Mrs. Thomas, is there?
Yes, that's right.
A registered letter for you, ma'am. Could you sign here, please?
Yes, certainly. There you are. Bye.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I thought it was quite funny. though, of course, it's very hard to be absolutely sure. We might well be in some of the more rarefied levels of comedy here.
Ah, but wait a minute. What have we here? David, look at this. There's a man marching up to the house, up to this perfectly ordinary house, but he's dressed as a 19th century German fireman, and he's got an octopus on his head.
Yes, it certainly is an octopus. And there can be no doubt now about the humorous intent of this man, because he is now climbing over the gate in a most amusing way and waving what looks to be a small pink elderberry bush. Yes, this the man who is clearly going to be collecting all the laughs here this afternoon.
And he's moving straight into the dialogue now.
Good morning. Are you Mrs. Busstop Rice putting on cuttlefish?
Well, that was both a very funny voice and an extremely funny name.
Shh. She's going to reply.
No, my name's Mrs. Thomas.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have made a mistake.
Yes, I think the person you want lives at 42 Logical Positivism Avenue.
Sorry to have bothered you then.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
42 Logical Positivism Avenue.
Not 23 Gungadin Crescent after all.
I think we've made a boo-boo, David.
Yes, all the signs would point to it, Derek. Better get the outside broadcast unit moving then.
As soon as possible, I'd say. Okay, lads, 42 Logical Positivism Avenue. Quick as you can. Come on now, there's going to be nothing happening here at all. Come on, let's get round there. 42 Logical Positivism Avenue.
Oh.
Well, I think it's looking just a little bit doubtful now, don't you, Derek?
A little bit on the doubtful side now, David. Conditions certainly far from good here at Logical Positivism Avenue. The passers-by looking extremely sensible at the moment, and the weather certainly very low on humorous content here.
Just a recap for those listeners who may have missed it. The 19th century German fireman with the octopus on his head collapsed dead just before he could make it to the door of number 42 here. Yes, and after that brief ripple of merriment which that event caused, it's all been rather, as it were, unhilarious in the comedy department, hasn't it, Derek?
Yes, not much action at all here now, and personally, I'd say the best we could hope for at this late juncture would be, say, a continuity announcer with a bit of programme news, don't you think?
Yes, I think you're probably... just a minute. What's this?
And I'll explain the significance of that abrupt ending in a moment. Douglas had directed a Footlights review called A Kick in the Stalls at the Cambridge Arts Theatre back in June of that year, and this show had featured a sketch about a failed kamikaze pilot, co-written by Douglas and Chris Keatley. Simon Brett had seen this sketch and decided it was well-suited to the Berkus Way style, so after a meeting with Douglas to discuss new ideas for radio comedy, Simon commissioned him to supply both the kamikaze sketch for the Berkus Way and an experimental pilot script involving comedy science fiction. Now, I wonder what happened to that idea. Anyway, here are the Berkus Way's Nigel Rees and Fred Harris with their interpretation of the kamikaze sketch.